Is it very Star Warsy though?
Yeah, it's pretty Star Warsy.
That's good.
Didn't they just add Darth Revan?
Yeah, but not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Like, you have to get, like, these obscure fucking characters that nobody got.
Oh, one of those. Like, just pay for them?
No. Well, I mean, I guess you could, but... Let's see if they're even available for purchase.
The purchase? Boom, boom, boom. Oh, speaking of purchase, Mike... Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Mike's over here playing a Star Wars game.
Not anymore, I'm done.
No, he's a professional. Dunsky.
Let me quietly open up this drink.
He leans it closer to the microphone. Quietly gonna open. Oh, God. Oh,
Let's do this.
I heard the. Go. Oh. No, it's the last one. The last big one you made.
You ready? Yeah.
Ready.
Let's get started.
Okay, let me start now. Oh, I already started.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. My bad.
Anyway.
Podcast.
Joe, how you doing today?
I'm good. You?
You good?
I'm all right. Yeah. All right. Cody?
Mike's a cunt.
Damn.
Got him. Dearest Taj,
please send motion.
Our good friend Mike has got a sweet, sweet burn. He needs that cooling, healing lotion ears. Please send ASAP. He is in very much pain. Your friends, Collateral Damage Crew. P.S. Move from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Because trying to play video games with these is terrible.
Seriously. Be better. PSS.
Be better. That's mean to say. You can't be better. I mean, you can definitely try.
No.
But he ain't gonna do it.
Ah.
Because he dumb.
What are we talking about today, fuckers?
Stuff and things.
All right, let's get to it. I ain't got all day. Let's make this podcast happen.
I ain't got all day. I'm trying to see if there's any actual news.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we could have done before we started recording. But
I was, and then I got distracted by something.
And then you're like, record.
Someone's a dick. Let's see. M. Night Shyamalan show that's on Apple TV is not connected to his Glass universe, by the way.
You know what that show can do then?
Go fuck off.
Fuck right off.
Right
go fuck
could be a very
right
good show.
Off.
Have you seen it?
He's only directing the first couple episodes and producing. He's not actually writing it, I guess, is what I saw on the thing with the stuff. But, you know, whatever.
I'm going to talk about all those character posters we got when we found out who's all snapped.
See, the thing is, I don't trust those posters.
I know, me either. You can't trust anything.
The Russo brothers?
Yeah, you can't trust anything they show or tell you. And, like, I had this discussion at work yesterday when they're talking about, like, because we were watching Infinity War and in the break room. And they were talking about, like, how do you think Tony and Nebula got back to Earth? And I was like, I don't think they did. They're like, what? I'm like, we saw them walking. I'm like, We also saw the Hulk fighting with them or charging into the battle at the end. It's supposed to be in Infinity War. And we all know that didn't happen, so... You can't trust it. I don't think Ant-Man's really there. They're like, what? I'm like, I don't trust any of it. Not a goddamn bit. Like, but they're wearing the suits. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You animate a whole digital human being to put in a run scene, and he's not even in that part of the movie. In that scene where all of them together never happened in the movie, that whole in the running through the trees thing, never happened. That never happened. That's a whole thing with actual human actors and digital actors they made just for a fucking trailer. I don't trust anything they show me. None of it. And I don't trust these posters either. I don't trust a goddamn bit of them. Because what you're talking about is when they show Shiri, Black Panther's sister, and she's in the gray poster versus the color poster. But that just means no one's seen her. But we didn't see her get dusted. We saw all other major characters get dusted. But I think there's a lot we don't know yet. So maybe we find out, because we don't know where this movie even picks up from. Is it right there from the ashes of Infinity War? Or is it, do we start a little bit after and then make the time jump? Do we start with the time jump? Don't know. And I don't think the trailer will ever let us know. We're going to find out.
3 hours and 2 minutes?
3 hours and 2 minutes. We're going to find out.
Ooh, that extra 2 minutes, man.
That's what someone said. Like, why couldn't they just make it 3 hours? I'm like, probably because editing down to 3 hours and 2 minutes was probably the hardest thing ever. Like,
as somebody on a tweet was like, that extra 2 minutes is going to change all of our lives. I was like, probably.
Extra 2 minutes is literally like a post-credit scene of like
they show Goose like the a cat. Snow globe, and it zooms out, and you realize it's just been the it zooms out. Of a,
like you see all of them happy ending, and they're all standing there, and then the camera starts to pan out, and all of a sudden you like see like the snow fall. You're like, what the fuck is this? Boom! It pops out through the glass. You're like, it was all on a snow globe, and there's like just some kid in like fucking hospital bed. You're like, sons of bitches.
Yep.
They general hospitaled us.
And that also falls into the whole idea that all the movies after that are
don't exist. I don't think there's any movies after that.
No movies after this movie.
Someone even said that. Like, I can't remember who was posted on Twitter. They're like, you guys do know this is like the last Marvel movie, right? Because like nothing's happening after this. They haven't announced anything. And when's the last time they didn't have anything, a slate of movies announced? Other than the last time they did a large movie together, but that's okay. But
he's like, have everything announced.
He's like, Spider-Man? I'll give you this. Spider-Man's probably going to happen. But we're gonna find out that it happens right before the events of Infinity War, and he's dead the entire time, and that's the last one. That's he was doing a, when on the school bus ride in was him and his classmates coming back from their trip,
field trip.
Yep, their field trip to Europe. Like them coming back from the airport.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And I was like, oh, this crafty bastard. That could be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, because that's why Nick Fury shows up. That's why Maria Hill shows up in it, because. It all happens before the snap, which means they're still technically alive. And I was like,
I'll do you one better. All that footage is fake.
It's not one better.
They filmed a whole trailer worth of stuff. Maybe a second trailer, too. We might have a second trailer coming out.
And the other thing, too, is
different stuff.
Much like they did with Infinity War, they did digital effects just for the trailer. So they fuck with you, just like I said, with the thing with the Hulk. They just digitized that, so those elemental monsters you see in Mysterio, they're like, we can't afford Jake Gyllenhaal. Just get him for a fake trailer or two. Yeah, those crafty Marvel bastards.
Anyway, fuck those guys, you know?
No, don't do that. I mean, they have money, so do it if you need to, but... they're all, you know... It's just funny, like, how bitter people are about being excited for it, for Endgame. And I'm like, you guys, you're talking so much mad shit, but you seem really excited about it as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you angry? Are you not angry? Like, Mike's, like, fed up at this point. He's like, I'm tired of this emotional roller coaster you're putting us on. And I was like, that makes sense.
It's not even that. I just want to see a team of Avengers be a team of Avengers for a whole movie.
Well, granted, yeah.
Seriously, and we're not ever going to get that. Because everyone's going to die in this one.
That's the last 2 minutes. Yeah. That's the extra 2 minutes.
Yeah, but like a whole movie would be nice. Oh, like an Avengers movie where there's not infighting would be fucking kind of dope, you know?
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. They're done. They're like, nah, fuck him. Fuck that Mike guy. He's dumb. Ain't nobody like him.
That's true. I heard he's a cunt.
I have a real true source.
Yeah.
You cunt. Speaking of cunts, they're going to do a making of season 8 documentary about Game of Thrones as a premiere after the finale.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
I was like, why wait? And then I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Probably because they spoil a bunch of shit in it. Because, like, you can't really make a documentary about something and not reveal things because then it's like, oh, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it was
spoiler,
filming, and then just like beep release out someone's
before,
name, you know?
Release it beforehand and just be like, wait.
Yeah, it's like,
wait. It's there. You can, but wait.
Don't do it. Do you know Joaquin Phoenix plays Jesus in that new Mary Magdalene movie from IFC Films?
No.
I say new. Apparently it hit festivals and shit like last year. But I guess it's getting ready to come out for like the rest of us people. But Aruna Mari plays Mary Magdalene, and Joaquin Phoenix plays Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and they showed a picture of him, and I was like, oh, he looks like Jesus.
Does he?
Yeah, okay. He's got the beard and like the long hair, He's wearing, it doesn't, it helps that he's wearing like the robe or whatever, but I was like, oh.
I just kind of had the image, like you say he's playing Jesus, and I just think of the his role from, what was it, Her? In my head? He's got that weirdo mustache.
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Jesus with a hair lip. I was like, dang. He Jesus. Yeah, I guess it's like, it made some people mad. They're making this movie. But I was like, I mean, you're going to make everybody mad when you make a religious movie. That's just like your thing. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong about that.
Oh, he's super Jesus-y.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They get the robes and, like he looks like he, like, at one point, I think, like, the picture, one of the pictures I saw, he was, like, waist deep in water because he was baptizing her. But then another picture I saw him walking with a bunch, I'm guessing the other apostles. And, like, he's got sandals and shit on too. And I was like, oh, like, that's full Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was, like,
not going to wear Nikes.
Well, no. I think he was wearing, like, he's going to wear, like, sort of, like clothes wise, not like a robe. And I was like, no, they went full, like, biblical Jesus. You know, a lot of those movies are like, oh, he has pants on or whatever, right? Those, like, put him in, like, older looking clothes. But no, they're like really doing Jesus with him. I was like, that's cool, I guess. If we're doing that sort of thing. He ain't gonna get whipped by a cat of nine tails and have part of his rib cage exposed.
What?
Jim Caviezel do that shit.
Still haven't seen that movie.
You should watch it.
Nope.
And read it, because it's in subtitles.
Nope.
I haven't seen it either.
You haven't seen it? Well, shouldn't shock me anymore, because you haven't seen the original Star Is Born, any of them.
Right? So disappointing.
Look at this weird picture of him getting crucified, but you can see normal people off camera.
With cameras and stuff? Yeah.
Oh, because it's a behind-the-scenes photo or whatever?
He's like a dude in a beanie next to him. I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Let's see, what else news-wise?
Whoa, buddy.
Yes.
Was that you or him?
No, it's me.
Oh.
My garage door opened.
Fucking Adam.
Someone's breaking in.
Let's get him.
Oh, Jesus, it's almost 4 o'clock already.
Yeah, someone had to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Someone had to hang out at Starbucks.
Yep.
I thought there was something else.
Well, we got the international trailer for
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4, which was pretty funny. Pretty much what we had already seen in the first one, but with the added added scenes of Key and Peele.
Yeah, and a lot more character. Buzz Lightyear.
Well, yeah, a lot more Buzz. It was kind of like from more of his perspective type of thing, but the Key and Peele scenes just
So fantastic. The other thing too is about, I felt this one felt less of an emotional roller coaster than the first trailer, the first full length trailer.
Yeah,
like there was some pretty heavy language in it, not like bad language, but like, you know, like a toy's job is to make a child happy, or whatever, blah blah blah. Right. But like the one that was focused on Woody seemed really dark and like super sad.
Well, because from his perspective, it still seems like is he going to stay with Bo Peep at the carnival? Is he going to go back to what he basically says, that a toy's there to make keep their children happy, whatnot?
Yeah.
So yeah, it had a lot more emotional impact, where this one seemed more of like a straightforward adventure, like get Woody thing.
I just love that whole thing. It's like, what should I do? Click the button. Thanks, inner voice.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fantastic. early reviews of Pet Sematary says it's amazing, by the way, if you haven't seen any of those. I haven't read review wise. I just look at I see the headlines and like Stephen King done right. I was like, all right, well, there you go.
So far, the last couple of things that people have been doing, they've been doing it right by him. When's it coming out? That's what I was trying to think of.
Pet Sematary is not next week. No, it is next week. Next Friday.
Next Friday?
Because the following Friday, or actually, is it this Friday? No. Next, because the following Friday is Shazam.
I think
they might be the same day.
Is it?
They might be. It might be.
It is two very different types of movies, so yeah. I can see them being released in the same week.
Movies coming soon. Yep. Pet Sematary. Did you? Yeah, it is the same week, April 5th. It's, yeah, not this coming Friday, the Friday after. I've been seeing TV spots pop up. Well, I say TV spots, YouTube ads pop up for it. And there's this one, is that one scene where it's, I think it's John Lithgow is like going up the basement stairs, and a little girl in like a bunny mask, or I think it's a little, it looks like a little girl. I say that because she had long hair, or it had long hair, like stands up and like stares at him, but he can't see her as he's walking up. And as soon as his leg is like right in front of her, she reaches out with a like a straight razor and cuts his Achilles tendon, and he falls down the stairs. And I was like, the fuck is happening in this? That was terrifying. I was like, Jesus Christ. Guys, calm down. It is at 91% right now on Rotten Tomatoes, if anyone cares. Damn. What a Rotten Tomatoes score would be. That's pretty good for a horror movie.
It is. Really good.
Like, usually, like, those are, like, they start off at 60-something percent. Ow.
Is that your foot?
Someone kicked me.
Must be your foot.
Must be your foot. Got kicked. I don't know. Did they say what Shazam was at already? I didn't even look. Because they had early screenings. It's at 92%.
That's good. That was another one that I've been hearing good stuff about it.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, you have these, like, I remember, like, I think the weekend before, like, because last Saturday, this past Saturday was when they did the early screenings. You could see it, they say 2 weeks early. I think it was 13 days early, but whatever. And they're like, people are like, oh, this is DC's way of gauging if they need to do reshoots. Bitch, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah. What are you going to reshoot and recut?
Yeah,
and
like, are you out of your fucking mind?
And blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
There's no way. Unless you're going to tell me they're gonna push their April 5th release date and then push it back. No. No, what is wrong with you? They did that because they grasped a hold of an empty weekend.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening that weekend. And so, like, why not get some revenue?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's, you need a refresh. Like, the only real thing coming out, it was Us was on this cusp of just coming out. I'm like, why not have another family movie come out? Because it has a pretty busy weekend. That weekend's pretty hefty.
Yeah.
Because I think it was like, I think Missing Link comes out that day too, which is the new Laika movie, the people who did like Paranorman and movies.
Yeah.
Coraline and all those ones. I want to say that's the same week. But I was like, they just have the opportunity to do it. Like, why not get more money? You know what I mean? Plus, if people see it, like, it's going to make buzz and say, hey, I want to go see it now too. But, you know, people are fucking dumb. The internet, you know what I mean? I don't think I've ever used Fandango's actual website.
Really?
Yeah. Usually use the app. Can you select by release date?
I don't know.
This is fucking dumb. I can go by genre. I have an option for now playing, coming soon, movie genres, or top box office. Why wouldn't this put it in order? Mike, tell them to fix their shit.
Fix your shit.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, Dumbo is this coming Friday. That's what it was. Because I knew that. I was like, there was a bigger movie coming out the end of March. It's Dumbo.
Which
is getting lambasted right now.
Really?
They're like, Tim Burton ruined this movie.
55%.
Yeah. And that's before it comes out. That's before it's like, they're like, yeah, it's just, it misses the mark on everything. And I was like, I can't imagine a bright, fun movie. Then you say Tim Burton. I'm like, wait, what? Because, like, name a Tim Burton movie that is fun and enjoyable other than Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Because even that's got some really dark shit in it, too. Like, don't get me wrong, I love almost every Tim Burton movie, but when I think of Dumbo being that, like, bright family movie...
All of his stuff has some sort of weirdness to it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't...
But that's why you hire him.
Yeah, but do you think... Is that what you wanted for Dumbo, though?
I can see his vision for Dumbo being something very interesting.
Very interesting, yeah. I just don't think that's what I would have... For me, I don't think that's what I would have looked for a live-action Dumbo. would be Tim Burton. I mean, it'd be pretty, I mean, it'd be a spectacular vision.
Yeah.
You know, like, much like his Alice in Wonderland. But I don't know if I would have, it's not the movie I would have picked for him, is what I'm saying. I actually don't know if I would have picked him for any of those live action adaptations, really. Let him do his own weird bullshit. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Pet Sematary, Shazam. Oh, I guess that's it for... Oh, The Man Who... Oh, no, that's the 10th. I was like, The Man Who Killed Don Quixote, but that's the week after. That weird space movie with that guy from Twilight comes out in the middle of April.
What are you talking about?
It's called High Life.
Robert Pattinson.
The one that turned out to actually be a really good actor.
Right.
In what?
Lost City of Z was really good in. Yeah. There was that crime one. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Which didn't see the crime one, but it was Lost City of Z where, like, halfway through the movie, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's Robert Pattinson.
Because he had a beard?
And he doesn't really look like him.
Yeah, and I was like, beard and stuff. I did the same thing. I was like, who?
I've never seen him in anything, so yeah. I don't know.
I would definitely suggest watching Lost City of Z. It was a really good movie, actually.
Yeah, it was actually good.
Yeah. And like I said, he was actually really good, and it kind of turns your thought processes around on him because he's just been known for Twilight.
And that Water for Elephants movie.
Dumbo Drop?
No. It's called Water for... Isn't it called Water for Elephants?
I think so. That circus one where he falls in love with... What's her fuck?
Yeah. And, of course, the end of April is going to be dominated by Endgame. Because, I mean... And then, Mike, 2 weeks after Endgame, you got Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Which I see that they just released another trailer for.
They have a TV spot, too.
Yeah.
And a week after that, it's a little movie called John Wick Chapter 3.
Parabellum,
which is like part of your brain or something, right?
Yeah. It's cerebellum.
Yeah, same thing.
And same shit.
Okay.
And I didn't think we were this close, but apparently Aladdin comes out the end of May.
I didn't realize we were that close
either. I could have swore that was end of the year movie.
Yeah.
That shit's right around the corner.
All right, I'll allow it.
Yeah, I was like, because I saw that when I was going through on the app, and it's like top movies, and like those ones always show up. You know, anything Disney's going to flow to the top of that. And I looked at it, I was like, May? No, you guys are wrong. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be like September, October, November, that time of year. No, that shit is May. I was like, Disney is in every calendar month, I'm pretty sure, at this point. Because
they got something, yeah.
Well, because Spider-Man is in July. Toy Story 4 is in June. Lion King is also in July. Because Spider-Man's not technically just a Disney movie, because it's Marvel/Sony, or Sony/Marvel. I'm not too sure which way to say that. Let's see. What do they have in August? Do they have anything in August? I mean, they probably own one of these movies. I'm not too sure. Because, you know, they own 90% of fucking Hollywood right now.
August? Let's see. What do we got in August?
Well, they're doing the anniversary of My Neighbor Totoro is in August, and they technically own that.
The New Mutants?
Oh, New Mutants is there. I don't think that's going to come out, because they're still threatening reshoots on that terrible movie. That tested worse than Dark Phoenix, by the way.
I heard that.
I was like, ooh, yikes. Dark Phoenix is like the lowest ratings they had or anything. Star Wars is December. Frozen is November. Well, technically they own Alien, so Alien's 40th anniversary is in October. Spirited Away is that.
Is that what we're looking at?
What?
We're getting that in theaters?
Yeah. They're doing the 40th anniversary of that. October.
October 13th.
13th, 15th, and 16th only. I think it's really the only ones.
Kind of want to go do that.
Yeah. What calendar day are those?
Well, if 13th is Sunday, that'd be Sunday, Monday.
Well, if they skip the 14th.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that'd be Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
October?
October 16th would be Wednesday.
Yeah. Because you got Sunday the 13th. Oh, they skip Columbus Day? Do people have Columbus Day off from work?
Don't ask me.
I don't know.
Of any of us, it'd be you that may have Columbus Day off, right?
No. We're at a grocery store.
We're at a grocery store. They're open like every day.
Yeah.
Even Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas is the only day Fry's is closed, I think.
So, yeah, I mean, if we have the forethought, we could watch it on the 16th of October. I doubt tickets are available because it doesn't have the little banner on it saying tickets available.
I really kind of want to do that.
Okay. I don't mind being terrified.
I love that movie so much. Getting glorious. What is this one? Is in mono sound, I think it is. Mono.
This may be the remaster. When they forced the stereo. For some reason,
glorious stereo sound.
AMC Westgate 20 has presale tickets for two showings on October 13th, with Sunday, which is 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. But there's no other.
Yeah, because why?
Once, let's see.
Because why?
Here we go. Let's pull it up. There we go. Westgate in Deer Valley. This may be an AMC only type thing.
Yeah, boo. I don't want to get bed bugs.
Yeah. We were okay at Deer Valley when we saw Logan Lucky. No, we saw Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Right? Shape of Water was at
you,
Deer Valley?
Me too.
Did I go see Shape of Water?
Yeah. Because we did the
fish sticks. The fish sticks movie. Yeah.
Well, someone else went with us, right?
Taj went with us. It was before he moved.
I was thinking Lady of the Water.
Oh, no. I didn't know you guys then. Well, I knew you-ish then, right? Lady of the Water? What year did that come out?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You're better than that.
I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Six?
06? Then, yeah. I would have known
2006.
I would have known of you.
Good. Mike knows his M. Night Shyamalan movies, which is...
I was working at the theater at the time.
Oh, yeah. Convenient story.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, I wouldn't saw it in the theaters.
I mean, that's what it was, so...
I always forget. It's Paul Giamatti that's in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's the like, there's him... And there's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
And that's before she became thick. Like, she was pretty thin back then. Like, I like the way she looks like in the Jurassic World movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I did not like her so much as a blonde in Spider-Man 3.
No, I forgot that was her, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't see Spider-Man 3.
She played Gwen Stacy.
Okay.
Or no, Spider-Man 3. I did see Spider-Man 3. I was thinking of...
you didn't see Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2. Yeah. That was a different Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, that was a different Gwen Stacy.
And they done killed the shit out of that bitch.
Yeah,
snapped whole neck.
Yeah. But it wasn't from a bridge, so people were all upset. I was like, God damn it.
Of course, because people won't be happy ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And that movie wasn't very good, but that scene was dope as fuck, and like people were still shitting on that. It's like, it'd be mad at all the shitty parts of this movie, not the one
like
cool
anything
part.
Jamie Foxx was in. He was terrible in that movie.
I think he was terrible. If you just let a character, like, that's on, like, storyline. Like, that's going to be your basis for the character. And, like, I don't know. It was a bummer.
Anyhow.
Because I like that first one he did so good. Like, that one was really good, but they fucked it up with the second one. So bad they finally gave it to Marvel. They're like, all right, guys.
They're all, yeah.
You can't be trusted with this anymore.
We clearly don't know what we're doing. So, have a way at it.
Tonight is officially season 2 for Happy, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dog. That's and the big show's going to be in it.
And Grant Morrison said it is 10 times
crazier
than the season 1.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, is that possible?
I don't know if you guys seen the first season or not.
Yeah.
But batshit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Like, good crazy, but dang, it was crazy.
So I can't wait to sit down and watch that eventually. As soon as I get done watching
Love, Death, Plus Robots. This is one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah.
Like, so much so I'm trying to pace myself.
And which is surprising for you.
Yeah. They're just too fucking short.
You've only made it through, what, four episodes?
Five episodes.
And I only have 4 episodes left.
Like, I have, you like, with my wonky work schedule, I have, like, sometimes 2 hours before work and sometimes 2 hours after work. So it's like, do I watch something or do I play video games?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to balance both Anthem and Division 2.
Yeah.
Which Anthem is definitely winning out because I play with you guys more often. But, and like the Division 2, I was like, Anthem has already passed the struggle of getting better stuff to be getting. Now I'm in that struggle in Division 2. And like now, the last time I played, I went from having really good guns that got out leveled to having just trash guns. And I was like, oh, this is so upsetting. Because I had a really good light machine gun. And I had a really good rifle, and I was like, I'm so happy, but they were getting way too behind on level, and I was like, I hate you all.
Right.
But like Anthem, like I'm at the point now, I'm just getting, it's like the fun part where he's like, just blow everything up and
you
just
blow
kill
everything up, kill everything, and yeah. You just collect whatever falls out of that and just hope that it's a masterwork or
exactly.
A legendary item.
Just destroy everything else.
Yeah.
Let him keep them shits. Like blue, gone. Purple, mostly gone.
Yep.
Use you bits for make other stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, Michael, did you see William Sadler is coming back for to play Death and Bill and Ted Face the Music?
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're going to do some kind of homage, but I guess homage for
Carlin.
And I guess his death in real life is going to, they're going to use that in the movie. So that's a main plot point to the movie. Is like him being dead. Mm. I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking rad.
Yeah.
That doll creeps me out. I don't like it one bit. There was other news, right, that happened between now and then?
Not a whole lot.
No, that's bullshit. Everyone's all fucking ramped up about this Hellboy movie.
Yeah, because it comes out, what, next week? Week after?
Middle of May?
No, I am very skeptical on that movie.
Like people who are like, well, obviously, people who made it are not going to talk shit about it. Mike Mignola, the creator of Hellboy, is very ecstatic about it because it's very true to comics, he says. And I haven't really heard anything of anybody really seeing it yet, other than like people who worked on it. Yeah, I don't know what to think about it, to tell you the truth. It's very interesting. But again, it's trailers. We like, you can't really completely trust trailers.
It's true.
Well, some movies you can, like...
I thought it comes out soon.
That fucking... Sherlock Holmes movie with... What's-his-face in it? John C. Reilly and... Will no, Ferrell.
You knew Holmes? That was going to be garbage.
Yeah, once I saw that trailer, I was like, okay, well, these trailers can't make a movie like this terrible. I think it is actually going to be terrible.
What the fuck, man, Dingo? I literally saw just, like, advertisements for it.
Well, I had a news article about it a second ago. This Twilight Zone show is really making me want to fucking subscribe to CBS All Access.
Don't do it.
I'm like, God damn it. Why? You have to put it on your fucking streaming service no one cares about. And everyone just loves this fucking Star Trek show. Where? There's got to be something in this article that says when it comes out, right? When's it come out?
I swear it was really soon.
Soon. Oh, thanks, buddy.
I remember when I was looking for the Avengers tickets, it showed up on there.
This was the picture that Mike Mignola posted, which I just fucking love.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that's,
yeah,
it's kind of what I was hoping to see.
I thought you type Hellboy into Fandango and it literally shows the Ron Perlman movies,
because Fandango's like, that's the real one. If you type in Hellboy and just click on the 2019 version. April 12th.
Yep, that's what I thought.
So it's the week after Shazam.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there's an ad for Shazam that pops up right next to it. I'm pretty sure the list of cast and crew is a little bigger than that, right? Almost positive. I think I've seen more people than just those.
Everything
three.
Else is CG. Nope.
Everything else is CG.
Dang.
And no voice actors.
Daniel, yeah. All of them? All
yeah.
CG?
And yeah, no voice the Stranger Things guy does all the other voices.
Yep.
But Daniel Lee Kim is in it.
Is he, though?
I've seen him. He's spoiler, he's a werewolf.
Is he, though?
If you guys don't know his character. That's I don't know if they've actually discussed this or not in any of the trailers, because I've only watched those two.
Honestly, I don't know the plot of this movie at all. I just know Hellboy. That's it.
Well, you're the Blood Queen.
No, I don't know the plot.
Okay, well, don't need to. I do know that Daniel Lee Kim's character is a werewolf.
Spoilers.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Spoilers. It is.
No, I thought, well, who's the one that turns into the cat?
That's the girl.
No, the guy turns into a cat, doesn't he?
He's a werewolf.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what I saw. I saw something else.
Spoilers.
I thought he turned into like a cheetah or some weird shit.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is a cheetah. It's not a werewolf. He fights a werewolf, I believe. I don't know if they'll show it in this one or not. But that's what he has on his face, the scars. Ding, ding, ding. That is not the link I wanted. He's from Lost, by the way, if you don't remember who Daniel Lee Kim is.
Also, never heard of that show. What's that about?
It's also
about a bunch of Lost people.
No,
yeah. He's also in Hawaii 5-0. Wasn't Hawaii 5-0.
Okay. Didn't really watch that show.
Love that show.
Bet you did.
Waiting for the next season to be available to stream, so I can binge watch that. Where Jaguar? That's what it was.
Dang! I told you, cat. Sucker.
You're a sucker. By the way, spoiler, he turns into a jaguar. I don't know why. Jaguar likes creature, not technical jaguar.
Gotcha. Nah, he's a jag.
But he looks like a jaguar.
He's a jaguar.
They did lessen the damage done to his face, though. That's what he's supposed to. That's what he looks like in the comic books.
They'll look like that by the end.
Yeah, his jaws.
Cat probably scratched it. So that's all fucked up.
Spoiler, that's how Nick Fury got an eye patch. Do they show him transform one of the trailers, Mike?
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to watch
they
that.
They don't show the whole Jesus.
I hit it with my wrist.
They don't show the whole transformation, but they show him start to and then cuts away to him running and attacking something.
Maybe I should watch that Red Band trailer. Is it in that one?
Fuck yeah, you should. It looks ridiculous to the point where it looks like it could be just a lot of fun, but it also looks like there's a chance that it could just be a goddamn clusterfuck mess, you know?
Because I keep seeing clip where he gets, like, golfed by that giant.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny. He's like, so, he says something like, bring it on or something like that, and then one from behind him hits him and he's like, flies into the trees. Mm. That's exciting, though. At least they're doing that. And I keep seeing that one where he comes walking out of the ground. He has the flaming sword and the horns.
Horns are all. And the flaming crown.
Yeah, I was like, okay, imaginary cool. Imaginary
crown thing that's floating above his head.
I was like, all right.
Or when he's fucking flying the dragon or whatever. You seen that one?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Yeah, there's a scene where they cut away and there's this fucking.
I told you, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to less watch the trailers.
Holding it by chains. And he's like riding it. It's fucking.
Oh, I've seen that. I didn't know it was a dragon. I've seen the close up of him holding the chains.
Yeah, there's another one where it pans away and it's like this big ass fucking monster looking thing.
I thought he was riding one of the giant things or whatever. I didn't know it was a dragon. That's fucking rad. Why? That article sucks for any kind of actual detail. Nobody lists anybody else but fucking David Harbour. That's it. They're like, eh.
What are you looking for? You're looking for actors?
Yeah, like I know like there's a ton of other people in this movie.
I got you, dog. David Harbour.
Yeah.
Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Mila Jovovich.
Daniel Kim.
And that's the top billed cast.
Oh, he seems on the top billed cast in there.
Fandango
didn't give him a fucking picture.
Thomas Hayden Church is in it. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
He's,
dang.
He's pretty cool. He was in Wings.
He was in Wings.
fucking dumb. I don't really recognize any of the other names on there, but there's definitely more of a cast listed.
Does it say who he's playing?
Thomas Hayden Church?
Yeah.
Lobster Johnson?
He's playing Lobster Johnson?
Who's Lobster Johnson?
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, that's what it says.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
Sorry, everybody. He got a wreck just right now. We don't know what's going on.
I just hit the table. Oh, my God. He does. So Lobster Johnson is another major character. Hopefully he gets his own fucking movie. In the BPRD, which is the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense. He's essentially that version, like that world's version of a Batman. Okay. He's a vigilante who fights against the supernatural. Let me click on the thing.
Doom, doom, doom. I was about to say, I always kind of wanted to see him in a superhero movie, and I forgot he was a Sandman.
So that's Lobster Johnson. I mean, I don't know what he's going to look like in the movie, but...
Why the lobster?
I don't remember...
Like the lobster ones.
Yeah.
His friends won't let him
get it. They mostly
fell in a well.
Everybody refers to him as lobster. As like nobody actually calls him Lobster Johnson.
A bunch of lobsters crawled out of it and it scared him. So he's all like, I'm gonna use this for fear of my enemies.
He fell in a lobster trap when he was young.
And so I looked up the director of this new Hellboy movie and I was like, well, let's see what he's directed, right? Because that can give you
do know who that is, right?
I didn't know who it was at all. But he's done Westworld, one episode. Did one episode of Hannibal. Two episodes of Constantine. Two episodes of Game of Thrones. Two episodes of Black Cells. And then he did that Doomsday movie. And he did The Descent.
Yep.
I was like, oh, shit. The Descent was awesome.
Yeah, that's where he got his start.
That was like his big break movie.
Yeah.
The Descent, that was that horror movie.
With the ladies in the cave?
Where everyone thought it was going to be shit, but then you watch it and it's like...
The second one, on the other hand.
No, that movie was shit.
The Descent?
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Are you sure we're thinking about the same movie? That movie's fucking amazing.
The cave divers that go down and...
Did you stop watching after 20 minutes?
No, I watched the whole thing.
Mm.
The movie was so dumb, I hated
it. When did you watch it?
Like a year ago.
Okay, it might have been something else that you watched. Cause
might have been something else you watched.
Cause
no, it's about the lady cave divers that go down and they get stuck down there and they run into those night creature things that hunt them down.
It's definitely describing right.
That movie was garbage.
It was garbage. Amazing.
That fucking movie was awesome.
I hated every single character in that fucking movie.
I think you stopped watching halfway through. No, I think that's the only way to explain you not liking that movie.
I like horror movies. And that I sat down and watched that movie, and it was awful.
Well, agree to disagree, sir, because I thought it was awesome.
The second one, on the other hand.
Second one.
I knew there was a second one. Didn't want to watch it. Because
the second one was like a straight-to-DVD kind of flick, right?
I think it came out in theaters.
Maybe you watched the second one on accident.
I mean, I could see that.
I don't think I did.
He also did Centurion with Michael Fassbender. That movie was cool shit.
He did do that. I didn't know what that was though, so I didn't say it.
But yeah, I mean, he also did two episodes of Lost in Space. I feel like
he's rumored to direct the next Kong movie too.
Yeah, the sequel to Kong Skull Island.
So is that just waiting to see if the next Godzilla movie makes any money? Is that what's going on with that?
So it'll be... I think the next movie he's in is actually Kong versus Godzilla. Or Godzilla versus Kong. I'm not too sure how they're doing that. I don't know if they're going to do one in between that. I don't really want... I'm going to leave all of the history of Lobster Johnson alone. I don't want to tell anybody about that because I already ruined part of that movie. I don't know I don't know how much he's in this movie. I don't know. They don't mention him too much in the, like, his description's not very big in the the listing for him, so hopefully they spawn off. I'd love to see a Lobster Johnson movie, but I don't know how well that would sell. I mean, pretty fucking strange-ass thing, but anything from that whole universe is pretty bizarre anyways. Like, Hellboy is pretty fucking weird in general.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we'll see Abe Sapien or any of that. Is there anybody listening for Abe Sapien, Mike? Did you look at the list?
I didn't see anything. Abe Sapien.
I went right to Lobster Johnson. But he kills, like, mobsters and shit. Like, he's, like, a super violent Batman.
Okay. He kills lobsters.
No, he kills people with lobsters. Just kidding. He has a lobster claw on his logo.
Clips them to their nose. I'm like, you think about what you've done.
You're getting the lobster claw.
Throws a
lobster. Oh, this is mildly inconvenient.
Throws a lobster ring. Drives the lobster mobile. Flies the
lobster ring. It just looks like two lobster claws. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And it clamps onto people.
Yeah. Exactly.
His handcuffs look like lobster claws. what are you looking at?
His cape looks like a lobster tail.
Has the segments.
Yeah.
I think he has a trench coat. I don't think he has the cape. Oh, did you have some playing Merlin, though? That's pretty fun. Brian Gleason. Do I know that name? Is that Brendan Gleason's kid? It is. That's Donald Gleason's brother. Donald Gleason is General Hux from the Star Wars movies, the newer ones.
Oh, okay.
General Hux.
I don't fucking wish, man. Well, maybe. I don't know. He's probably going to die of a terrible death in this next movie.
For sure.
Like, shit's going to go down. Yeah, I don't see anybody listed as playing Abe Sapien, so maybe they're going to do that before. Like, this happens before Abe Sapien is.
What was Hellboy in Suicide Squad? I can't remember him in it. Is it Dexter Tolliver? Was he just a guard or something?
Yeah, he was one of the guards at the prison. Where they had Harley and all of them.
You know what I liked him in? That, because I haven't really watched Stranger Things.
We know.
Hold
on, let me look at the list. I know what it is, right? Am I going to know what it is?
Maybe. I don't know.
TV? Like, it's movie. Not Law and Order, right?
It's a movie.
Okay. I know he's been in, like, every Law and Order.
Because he's got a pretty pivotal scene in one movie that he fucking... after the scene, I was like, God, that guy's good.
It's not Green Hornet, right?
That's before I knew what Stranger Things was, I think. Maybe. Probably wrong, so don't use that. So cool.
Wasn't Brokeback Mountain.
Nope.
Was it Revolutionary Road?
Nope.
Damn it. You sure it wasn't Green Hornet?
I am sure.
I know you love that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
This movie's fucking terrible.
That's what I figured.
Oh, man, what is it? Oh. No, go ahead.
Say it.
You gonna say The Equalizer?
Nope.
Damn it. He was The Equalizer. But it wasn't a very big role.
Black Mass.
Oh shit. I just looked down and saw it too. Damn it.
He's got one scene. It's a very he's got a pretty small role, but he's got like this 10-minute one-on-one scene with Johnny Depp's character. Black Mass is where Johnny Depp played
No, I remember seeing Whitey it. Like Bulger. I vaguely remember seeing that movie. Yeah, we saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
But there's this one scene after a dinner and they're talking to each other. And it's, like, an important scene for Whitey Bulger's character because he's kind of reestablishing, like, fear into people.
Mm-hmm.
But Hellboy, when
Hellboy
went, like a legit 10 minutes of just those two going back and forth. And, I remember after the scene, I was like, yo, I don't know who that other dude is, but he fucking killed it. Like, right next to Johnny Depp when Johnny Depp's doing full-on Johnny Depp stuff. I was like, that dude's pretty fucking good.
There's no. I'm going through this whole list. There's nobody. Nobody playing.
So, what do you think? Do you think Hellboy is going to be good? You think it's going to be bad, or do you think it's just going to be like a fun movie?
I hope it's a fun movie.
I think at the most it's going to be a fun movie.
You think it has the capabilities of being like, oh my God, that was really good?
Always.
Yeah, I mean, it does have the ability to do that as long as it... I mean, the thing with Hellboy is if you don't establish that the fantastical, it's going to fall short. Because that's where it lives, and that's what it should be doing.
I thought you were going to talk shit on the other ones for a second.
No, I love them.
I thought you were going to say that's where the other ones fell short. I was like, hey.
Well, no, that's the problem that a lot of people didn't get, because in the first one, because of
budget,
they couldn't do a lot of it. You got to Golden Army, and they just ramped that shit to like 13.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not just the Golden Army stuff, the whole stuff with the bazaar and like having like all the, like just literally the creatures and the trolls and all these different things, like they really fucking ramped it up. But in the first one, they were so limited on capabilities because of budget. Like, even the first, like, how's the first one starts with the whole Tooth Fairy thing? Like, that shit was gnarly. Like, yeah. Turning people into goop. Like, they walk and be like, whoa, what's this goop? That was a person. Like, you know, like, that sort of thing. And those things were like, those little monsters were fucking terrifying. Just sitting there chewing on fucking teeth. I was like, yikes. No, then they like lock the door, like one guy out there, and he's just getting eaten alive. Yeah. And I was like, well, that seems not good. Then he accidentally gets blown out the window. You crafty bastard, you want to be seen. So I mean, it definitely has it. I don't know if it's, hopefully it's not too comic booky for people. I mean, well, for me, it'd be fine. From
the trailers, it kind of looks too comic
book, yeah, for people. Because that's what's going to like falter it.
The originals were probably very comic booky for people.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the originals, and if it's anything like those, I'm going to enjoy this movie.
I think the biggest difference in this one is they're just going to have worse language.
Worse language. Yeah, I was going to say that, at least from the trailer and the pictures, this one looks visually darker than the other one, and I'm all for that.
I mean, Lobster Johnson's going to be, that motherfucker kills people.
Yeah.
Like... and hangs their bodies out, if I'm not mistaken, like to warn off other mobsters. Like, I got him.
So I'm okay with that.
Get that update.
It won't go until I put my watch on the
charger. Yeah,
which makes no sense because it always says
80% or higher. Right?
Apple Watch must be connected. Oh well, it says now Apple Watch must be connected. I swear, in
it used to be 80% or higher.
Yeah, but it's still never installed. Like, you still had to have it on your charger. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense.
I remember when I first got this one, a new one. It's like, hey, there's an update. I'm like, cool. My watch, like, literally was at, like, 98%. And I was like, it's like, I looked down. I was like, oh, it must be on our charger. So I literally, like, slid the charger underneath my wrist. And I was like,
your wrist and just sat there.
Yeah, then it started to get warm. I was like, nope, taking it off. Fuck that shit.
That's an odd move.
Yeah.
Weird flex, bro.
I was like, I don't want to take my watch off.
Very nerd move.
Yeah, it was like super. Like, I just got it. It was like literally less than like 2 hours old.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I'm gonna set it up and wear it and use it. Update, cool. I'm gonna. Oh no, this is burning myself. I guess this is a bad idea.
I'm burning.
I guess it's a bad idea.
I'm burning. My lungs are burning. Time out.
Come on, coach.
Oh, they use his real name. They use Hellboy's real name in the movie.
Lobster Johnson?
No.
Is that the twist?
Anung Un Rama is his actual name.
Whoa. I don't like that.
Sorry? That's cool, man. They did, I mean, like I said, they said he is a lot more, they are using a lot more of the stuff from the comic books and stuff, so that's fucking cool. I like a lot.
Bet you do.
Let's see what else. Mike, have you watched any of Love, Death, Plus Robots?
Nope.
Fuck you, man.
I've been gone the whole time, man.
But first off, if I could scroll back to find that text message,
what day it was,
I'd be like, bullshit, because it was like a week before you left on vacation.
Maybe.
Because it was days before we last recorded.
No, it was after recording.
No, because he had watched them recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch. Mm. Yeah, look at him trying to eyeball for fucking, like, no, I want someone to agree with me.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you a bitch.
Agree with you.
I'm busy.
I'm busy.
I got stuff going on.
Busy masturbating.
Well, Still busy.
Yeah. You can masturbate and watch this at the same time.
That's weird. I'm going to get a weird...
There's nudity in it.
There is nudity in it. There's a lot of nudity. There's some penetration, too.
I don't know if that's the kind of penetration I want to watch.
No.
Oh, now you changed your mind? Fucking piece of shit.
No, there is that type of penetration. There's also...
It's a very terrible penetration?
Yeah.
Like, yikes.
No, it is surprising, like, the amount of nudity in these shows. Because you're just not used to that type of stuff. You're not used to
animation nudity. You know?
Well, even for stuff on Netflix. Like, I go to Netflix, and even the stuff that's theirs, they don't really have nudity.
It's not HBO.
And it, yeah, exactly. It's not HBO. They don't really carry those types of shows that are, like, nudity heavy on there. Or they do, and I just don't know that they are. But yeah, for this, like, every single episode has some sort of nudity in it in some way or shape.
Including
or form.
Penises.
Including penises. It is very...
penis heavy.
Well, I would say...
penis forward. I'm just going to keep throwing out there.
Just keep throwing penis jokes. No, you get both.
Penis heavy.
You get both, is what I'm saying.
But also, like, I was shocked... Just in the front, I'm not shocked, but I was like, I was surprised to see the level of nudity, like in Sunny's Edge. Or, Sunny's Edge.
Which one was Sunny's Edge?
The Monster versus Monster one.
Okay, yeah.
Because they did full frontal, and they didn't show vagina, but they showed, like.
Bush. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Especially.
The Witness also?
This was like a whole entire sequence where it's just. Her running down the street, and it's just
vagina,
just like bush
movies and vagina. Like, holy shit! Like, they don't give a fuck, just man.
Down the street, yeah,
yeah. And then you had Dracula's penis get shot off.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Dude, this fucking shit. I think that's my favorite episode. There's three robots and that
plenty
one.
More. There's plenty more episodes.
Oh,
that's
your
favorite so far. Trust me, there's gonna be a lot more.
I can't wait. Like, it's like I'm trying to
and like I said,
not
I,
burn through them because they're way
I
too
have
quick.
Only four left, and I to me the weakest one is the.
You said the Changeling, right?
I think it was called the Changeling or something like that.
It was, yeah.
Which was the werewolf one. It didn't really. The acting fell a little flat on me on that one. And the story was kind of like, meh, you know, whatever. We're at least, because most of these stories are only between like 5 minutes to 13 minutes long. And they somehow managed to capture a bit of emotion, a bit of, you want to see these characters survive.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Even if, because a lot of times it's just like, oh, they're real fun. You know, it's like,
fun. Like, but the transformation one was the only one, the werewolf one was the only one where I was kind of like, I really don't care about any of these characters. Like, whatever. I'm trying to think of, I'd have to see a list of what was there.
Joe, what? Lobster Johnson is available on Comixology Unlimited.
Cool.
Oh, I'm so excited. I haven't read any of his standalone stuff. Like, really? Very little of it. Why would you list volume 2 first? Sometimes their listing of stuff is not great
really
on there. Do you have a... So, hold on. So, volume 1, not available. The individual issues from volume 1, all available.
Yeah.
Volume 2 is available, though.
They do some really weird stuff on there.
It's very Amazon to them.
Mm-hmm. But The Witness was really good. Shapeshifters is the one that I keep.
Oh, Shapeshifters, not Changeling.
Close enough, though.
Yeah, was same, kind of same difference.
It had an interesting premise behind it, definitely. It's just that the pacing, the story, the acting didn't really do anything for me. I didn't really care for. The Dump was hilarious just because of the fucking redneck dick just hanging out.
Oh, the ones you said was flopping around when he's running? Yeah.
I haven't gotten to Ice Age yet. That's the one with Venom in it. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
He says Venom.
I know he means that 70s Venom.
Okay. Just making sure.
Because he would say Tom Hardy if it was Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that 70s Venom. I haven't gotten to Secret War yet. Fish Night was visually amazing to watch. Or Sucker of Souls is the vampire, is the Dracula one, which so is good. Really fun.
That
which
sounds
is
really dirty. Good.
Oh, yeah. It's fucked up, too. Like, yeah. The type of animation you see it, you're like, oh, this is cool animation, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like old, like, it kind of reminded me of like old Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
In a way.
It is.
Very, like, early, like, late 70s, early 80s animation. The level of detail when it comes to violence in it, though, when he splits that fucking kid in half.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, in the skull?
The skull?
Dude, yeah. That sound quality alone was amazing. Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, this is, y'all just really kind of ramp that up, right?
Yeah.
He was on a cruise ship in fucking full garb. Full gear. Hashtag full gear challenge.
I haven't gotten to Altered Histories, but that one sounds like it'd be hilarious because it's supposed to be like the different, like people retelling the different ways that Hitler died. When Yogurt took over, like the name of it, the first chunk of movie or episodes that I watched, this was would be the next one for the second chunk, and I was like, what the fuck is when Yogurt took over?
I haven't seen that one, but when you said that, I was like, is this like a sequel to Spaceballs? Is this how we get it? Because that TV show they made was terrible.
Might as well be.
The animated series was fucking awful.
But it is literally about sentient yogurt.
Fuck, dude, they're so goddamn smart.
And it's this one's a little bit more poignant in the story it tells and what
it
means.
Is it like the yogurt's mom eats him?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because that's short before Incredibles 2?
This one is literally more of like this: the sentient yogurt basically gives mankind a blueprint of like, you do this and your world will be perfectly fine. But of course, mankind fucks it up.
Oh, yeah. Like we always do.
Yeah. And
we're the worst.
And so it goes from there. I won't spoil it. Spoil the 13 minutes of whatever it was.
That's my thing, is if these were like at 30 minutes or an hour long, I would feel better about watching more of them. But they're so short, because they're anywhere from like, I think the shortest one I've seen, not that I've watched, is like 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And one of the longest ones like 18 or 19 minutes that I really remember. There was a 22-minute one, I think. No. In there. No?
I don't think so.
Maybe 17 minutes.
I think the longest one I remember seeing is 13 minutes.
There was one of 17 minutes I listened to.
Well, like I said, there's
but they're four so left that I they burn to. They you burn through them so quick. The problem with it too is the five that I've watched so far are so fucking cool. I want more of just those.
And absolutely, some of the rest of one that haven't gotten into here yet, like Lucky 13, which is a whole futuristic space battle thing.
Well, probably about Joe's the whole time.
No, there was one that I haven't gotten to yet that is exactly that. Oh, this one is this one is actually fantastic. Like the visuals in this thing are like just about bridging over the Uncanny Valley. Type of thing. This one actually has Samira Wiley from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, that's the one she's in, okay.
And it's basically about her taking over the pilot seat for a spacecraft that is basically the number 13, so it's like 13-0123 or something like that, so it's literally like 13, and then all the numbers add up to 13. Mm-hmm. Like it's the most unlucky ship, but she turns it around into one of the luckiest ships out there. And it's just visually amazing to watch, and very sad at the end.
As it should be.
Yeah. So I really like that one. Sonny's Edge is the first one that so far I think you've seen that was the first one.
Yes.
I saw it the first one. I really think that Netflix, while they say that they're supposed to be playing these shows out of order,
yeah,
because they're just an anthology. It doesn't link. Each of them don't link, yeah, to each other.
None
it
seems of them actually like, read each other.
It seems like they have been starting with this one.
But they as they should
it
be.
It is one of their visually stronger.
Yeah.
And story-wise, this is exactly one of the ones as well where it's like, I want to know more about this
whole world.
Because
it feels like
where Sonny comes from. Because the twist that happens in it, I won't spoil it, isn't explained in this episode.
No, not at all.
Like, you get the idea of what's happening, but the twist of what's happening is, yeah, like, wait, what? I want to know more about this, and it just ends, and you're like,
yeah. And what? It's visually, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Again. I was like, this is like, they had pores and shit. Like, mm-hmm. pores, man. Like, you could see the fucked up skin, like her scars.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like, bro.
Yeah.
This is nuts. And it was like, and then just the violence that happens in it, both the monster and human. I was like, oh, god damn.
Yeah.
Like, I just, and it feels like this is like, if this is a bigger, broader world we could watch from, it feels like this is like the nitty gritty, down and dirty version of it, because it's like in this wrecked, like, shitty looking Coliseum thing.
Yeah.
But also, the people in the stands. Okay, so the whole premise is these monsters are controlled by humans that fight each other, like one on one, like boxing style. You know, yeah. Like, okay, remember the Rock'em Sock'em Robot with Wolverine?
Real Steel.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like that, where like it's just like hodgepodge fights in the middle of a junk or whatever. It's just a shitty circular cement like auditorium type thing, but it only holds maybe like 50-60 people.
Yeah.
But there's real life human beings in the stands watching this, and there's no cage, there's no nothing but like a wall that, by the way, clearly can be taken out very easily, also climbed,
yeah,
by these monsters that are tearing each other apart. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'd watch that live.
Oh, god, no.
No.
Something gets thrown into the stands and you can just...
At one point, there almost... I thought there was.
Yeah, right?
And then, like, it caught itself and I was like, no, because that goes into a crowd, just by accident, people are losing limbs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, blades on blades on blades on metal. Like, I was like, no. Nah, bro. And I was... But it was, like, just so, like... You know that's, like, the black market version of it. You know, like, this is... We're doing this super illegally.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so much fun, though. I love that episode so much. I think I've told so many people about that. Just watch that one. If you're not gonna watch any of the other ones, just watch this one because it's so fucking cool. And it's what, 13 minutes long?
It doesn't say on here, but yeah, it's between like the 8 to 13 minutes long. I think it is one of their longer ones, but it's I don't know what the exact time runtime is on.
I don't even think there's probably. I was gonna look up on a. Well, I guess I'll look up on Wikipedia now. I was going to go to IMDb, but fuck it now.
I haven't seen Blind Spot. Beyond the Aquila Rift is the one that that is my favorite so far out of all of them. And that one is a space-based one. The aesthetics of it is very much Alien. It's very much Ridley Scott's Alien-type thing. And the story is pretty simple, where you have this crew that is hauling cargo, and they need to they're about to hit a jump point to go back to where they're going, but something goes wrong, and they get shot outside our universe, outside the Milky Way.
Ooh, that's not going to be good.
No, not at all. And it is fucked up where they end up.
In
a very much so like Event Horizon type deal.
I love that movie so much. Movie's so fucked up.
It is. Again, don't want to spoil it. It is my favorite out of all of these.
I think my list is the one that seems to be the list. My viewing list of them seems to be the one like all media outlets had too, because. That must be the official run, because like IMDb has the same list I have, and so does Wikipedia. So it must be the actual, like, this was the original play order, because this is different than what you have too. This is what I have on mine, because it goes
the list that I'm going through right now is just is from Vulture.com. It's just somebody's personal rankings.
Yeah,
album,
I'm going through.
I don't agree with on here.
Release order,
because I've already read this article before, and they say some pretty stupid shit. Here. they do.
That's always going to happen though,
because they actually really liked that one werewolf one, Shapeshifters.
Why is it none of these have the runtime on this shit? The fuck, guys? Come on.
I'm sure if you went to Netflix, they'd actually
show you. Yeah, probably. Everything, you know? Nope, that doesn't have it. 17 minutes. I was right. It is 17 minutes.
It is 17 minutes? Okay.
Because so it did feel like one of the longest ones, but there's so much that happens in that fucking episode. It got done. I was like, that was only 17 minutes? Because that felt like they went through a lot of different things.
Three Robots is the most hilarious.
Three Robots one. Is my all-time favorite one, though.
Fucking period.
The twist in that one, the very end, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Was the greatest thing you could possibly do, and it's not because they're my favorite animals in the world, but...
but it's there, like, it's, for half the episode.
Yes, and that's the thing.
Then
and then the twist comes, you're like, yeah. You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But the whole, this thing, got I lost it.
Yeah.
I fucking lost it. You have to watch it to understand it, and Mike's never going to watch it because it's cool.
But it's the little things. Well, you would like they go to probably like a high school or something, and they end up on a basketball court, and they end up right in front of a basketball, and they're like, what's this? Humans used to bounce this for fun.
Oh, dude.
And he just like, the one robot just, he's like,
it looks like he's going to. X-Bot 4000, right?
Yeah, X-Bot 4000. He's acting like he's going to slam it on the ground, but then he just like drops it, and it goes, ding. Ding, 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 ding. And he's like, that wasn't fun at all.
Sunny's Edge.
Jesus. Edge. Yeah.
How fucking amazing that looks.
That's pretty frightening.
Like, live it's action, alien-ish. This guy, he ain't gonna make it. It's so fucking good. The animation of that one.
The animation of that one is really good.
The animation of The Witness was really good. It's just the style of it was really fucking bizarre and the whole, like, not talking thing. But the animation in that was so good. I was like, is this mocap? Did you mocap this? Because it moves so well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you mocap boobies? How do you do that? Do you have to
put little dots on them?
You have to put the dots, like the ping pong balls? Like, does it track? Yeah. How does that fucking work?
Ping pong balls.
Right? Because that's what they used to use. They paint the ping pong balls. And
it's just like dots just now.
Yeah. It's just the idea. Well, that's what you do if you're high budget. But these are, like, made for, like, fucking $12. This is all spearheaded, by the way, by the director of Deadpool 2.
I don't remember.
2?
Deadpool 2? Yeah, Deadpool 2 and John Wick.
That's badass. And I can see that they would be able to, that they would do something like
the
this.
The old stuntman, right?
Yeah. David, hold on. It's on here somewhere. Starts with an L? David.
Lindenberg.
I don't think it's that at all.
Lauren.
Lawrence? Keep going. Keep throwing names out.
Arabia?
There's Tim Miller and what is his fucking name?
Good Hunting is another fantastic one. It plays out in 19. I guess it doesn't say the year on here, but it's a semi feudal China, like right towards where England started.
Oh, it was close. David Fincher. Starts with an L.
That's definitely David Fincher influence here. So it kind of walks the line between like that more traditionalness of the Chinese culture, but then you have the more futuristic stuff of the European culture, and it actually adapts into the steampunk aesthetic of stuff. But it's really visually awesome to watch. Very well animated. Helping Hand, awful. Fuck that episode.
All right.
It was awful.
What made it awful?
It's a space one.
Okay.
Where the physics just go to shit.
On purpose, or?
Yeah, because they just ignored like how things actually would be.
Oh, gotcha. Sci-fi.
I would have no qualms with spoiling it and telling you why it's absolutely shit. If you would like.
So okay. David Fincher, of his major things, he did a couple House of Cards episodes. He did Zodiac. Panic Room, The Game, Seven, Alien 3, a ton of music videos because that's where he got his start. Social Network, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Gone Girl. He's listed as, the now defunct World War Z 2. But those are his like directorial credits.
Yeah, a lot of people should know who David Fincher is.
Yeah. So he's done a bunch of fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Which really just tells you how fucked up these things are. And then you have Tim Miller of Deadpool fame. Deadpool 1. I said Deadpool 2. That's the dude from John Wick, right?
Yeah.
Because you have, of his directing movies, he has Deadpool. He did one episode of Love, Death, and Robots, but he produced the whole thing. And he did Ice Age is his one. Mm. And then he has Terminator Dark Fate is his next big movie he has coming out. But one of his first early things is an animated movie called Rockfish, which is like completely should tell you, like, if you know what that is or if you've seen it or you look it up online, you can watch it. It's 9 minutes long. You'll see where his love for crazy animation comes from for this whole thing. It's fucking fantastic. But yeah, Love, Death, Robots, man, is.
Well, to round out the last two episodes that are listed here, Suits was really good.
It was the farming one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Zima Blue, I was turned off by the animation at first because it's really weird animation.
But then it grows on you.
But the actual story is really good, and the animation does grow on you. Yeah. So that's Love, Death, plus Robots.
That's so good, man. I just wish there was like 40 of them.
I think that as soon as we finish up here, we should have Mike watch the robot one.
We go back to your stead, watch the big screen.
We can watch
that back in my place.
But speaking of wrapping it up, we are getting that signal from our producer. There it is, Sot. So that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.